The wide receiver group as a whole, I thought had an outstanding game. Not one particular person, but all of them. Maybe about 50 catches or big catches.
During the game, that really helped us continue to move the football. And then Duan Collins on offense had as fine a game as I've seen him have after watching last year's games and also this year's. Ran extremely hard and did a good job of picking holes. Defensively, we came back, played better against the run. We had three true freshmen start for us in the secondary. We had a couple blunders, I guess you'd say, on pass defense, but I was proud of the way that they stopped the run and really took Colorado in their one-dimensional game. Special teams is something that is just not acceptable, and we've got to get better at it. We as a team went out and pads yesterday so that we can get better at special teams because they're not acceptable, and we've got to get better on every phase of the special teams. So that's kind of what that last week summarizing the football game. This next week, you know, what a great opportunity for our players to play, you know, in Cleveland Brown Stadium, to play the Ohio State Buckeyes. This is not a common thing for the Buckeyes to do. So it's you know, it's a great opportunity for our players to take their games outside of the Glass Bowl and it being a home game. I think it'll be great for the Rocket community and the Rocket fans to experience going to Cleveland Brown Stadium watching the Rockets play on Cleveland Brown Stadium. So we're excited. We'll be prepared. We'll play full quarters of football like we have each and every week. And as we always mention in every one of our games, we need to be there in the fourth quarter to win it. And, you know, that'll be our intentions. Questions?
How financial is it in special?
Oh, huge. Huge, no question. Learned a lot in the year and a half that I was there. He's been a big part of our family, both being Berea high school grads. You know, all the people that I've been around, I think you pick things from each and every one of the guys that I've been coaching with, Devin Myers, Mike Gundy's, Greg Brandon, Jim Trestle, but he's definitely been a big influence on my career and me as a head football coach.
What are the things you get to
learn from? He's very organized. I mean, they've got their winner's name and we've got our Rocket name. He's definitely as good a players coach as that I've ever been around. I think he has players prepared. I think I've picked up things from each one of the guys, but definitely his organizational skills and definitely on how he handles his team. I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, I know who they have. I coach those guys that are there or recruited them, so I know a little bit about their personnel. But they're a very, very good football team. And, you know, definitely a top 10 football team that fell short 3 points to the number 3 greatest team in the country. So, you know, we'll be on top of our game, and we've got to worry about what the Rockets do, not what the Buckeyes do. Well, my dad played for Lee Trestle. Jim's dad at Baldwin Walsh, and was really my dad's father figure. Because my father lost his dad his senior year in high school. So we've been a part of the Trestle family for, you know, all my whole life, plus, you know, 44 years of my life. So my parents have been involved with the Trestle family for a long time. Dad used to babysit Coach Trestle. Yeah, my dad was a college player at Baldwin Walsh. And while Coach Trestle was, you know, there before he went to Berea High School. So close family ties. 2 weeks ago, that's a pretty good game. 2 tests. I mean, we quite a bit. Thank each other. Good luck. You know, tell the family hello, those types of things. Yeah, probably not. No. But, you know, I know he wants the best for me, and I want the best for him. And,
you know, we just happen to play each other, and we're very, very competitive. And, you know, Saturday will be a great day for both of us.
We fans use the word trap game a lot. Coaches believe in trap games. You know, you're between Southern Cal and their first Big Ten game. Let down anticipations.
I don't think that anymore. Not with how football games and football teams with 85 scholarship football players and it's become a very, very level playing field. Where anybody has an opportunity to win, you know, as they say on any given Saturday. I don't think there's those track games anymore. You better have your teams prepared and ready to play when you step on that field on Saturday or Friday, whenever it is.
You recruited a lot of those guys, coached the field, won defense. They lost a lot of big names from last year.
Mm-hmm.
And just looking at what you saw from the last week's game against SC, what was your thoughts on how they progressed
in
the new group?
Yeah, I think Luke and Jim Haycock did a great job with that game plan last week. They're very good up front. You know, a lot of the same names that I was there and been involved in recruiting some of those guys. And I thought Brian Roll played an outstanding game, and he's a good football player. Secondary, they moved Hines back to safety, which is new from the first week. And I thought that I really do think they had a very, very good game plan against USC. And USC had a good game plan against Ohio State. There's two great football teams, well prepared, heck of a football game. Game turns into three or four plays, and, you know, USC ends up capitalizing on those three or four plays. Prior. I mean, he can do many things, and I think when you play against a quarterback that has the mobility that he has, he's young, but he reminds me of a guy like when we defended Colton Court last year that can beat you with his speed also. So you better make sure that you can, play the run game that he's going to run. He's a young Colt McCoy. He's still only a sophomore. So, he's definitely a guy who better be prepared for his mobility.
Your guy, Oprah, any more thoughts on his first two games? I mean, actually, it was a fourth-year guy. He showed you the surprise advantage. So I feel like he surprised a lot of people with these first two games. Talk about him a little bit.
I think he's just getting comfortable with what we're doing. And, it's a credit to him. It's how hard he worked this summer to prepare himself. I mean, because he had eight practices of spring football with us. So half the practice is there. And then he decided that he was going to take over, and he did this summer. And he had a great 2-a-day. And he's playing good football now. But this is the team. The receivers are running good routes, and they're protecting for him. He gets credit for all those touchdowns that he's been getting, but I think he deserves a little bit of the credit, but I think the offense as a whole deserves the credit also.
Your quarterback has dropped back past 92 times, and our five and others called and
sure.
Himself one sack for minus 1 yard. You talk about, is that all offensive line? Is it Eric getting rid of the ball faster than he used to?
I think it's a combination. It's a little bit of the offensive scheme that we run to get the ball out in space as quickly as possible. I think it's Aaron's decision making and the offensive line. So I would say that all of that kind of takes part. And Aaron's done a great job with his decision making.
Tim, a lot of times when you see a Annapolis, Big Ten, or a large school, mm-hmm. ETF the game plan to keep your defense off the field, because against the bigger guys, you get one out in the third, fourth quarter, then finally it came in. Is that something in the back of mind you've got to move the chains and keep the ball away from Ohio State, keep your offense on the field, keep the defense throughout as much as possible? So on a hot day that they're fresh. I know it's game plan for any game, but especially when you're playing a team that may be physically bigger than you.
Well, I think that'll have a little bit of part in it. The game plan will be the same as what we have to do to be successful as Toledo Rockets. We've got to play more players. We did not play enough players last week. When Barry Church and
unless Richmond on defense are playing 90 plays a game, you can't do that. And be successful even later on in the year. Not much, you know, for Ohio State, but let's say, you know, that weekend we play Bowling Green. So we've got to play more players. We've got to establish more of a run game so that we can control the ball a little bit more. But, you know, however we can get it done,